The Canadian Women's Rugby Sevens squad claimed third place at the HSBCS VNS tournament at BC Place after outlasting Australia 19-14 on Sunday. Chrissy Schofield opened the scoring for Canada in the opening minute, screaming for a pass before running it three-quarters of the field for the try. Australia tied it through Madison Ashby, before Chloe Daniels outran Charlotte Caslick to retake the lead. Charity Williams then scored her sixth try of the tournament to seal the win and third place. Canada lost 15-7 earlier in the day in the semi-finals to New Zealand. Canada coach Jack Hanratty felt his young side held its own against an experienced Black Fern squad. "I thought we matched them physically," he said. "We have to look at, instead of chasing a game, how we can dictate the tempo." The Black Fern started quickly, hemming Canada in and looking for turnovers from rucks. Michaela Blyde scored twice in the first half to send New Zealand out to an early lead before Chrissy Schofield ran nearly the length of the field to put Canada on the board. But New Zealand put the game away early in the second half with Portia Woodman-Wickliffe scoring the try. The experience of playing a historically dominant rugby sevens squad in the later stages of a tournament is good preparation for Canada ahead of the Olympic Games, Hanratty added. "If we're going to be Olympic medal contenders this year, if we lose a semi-final we can't lay down the chips, we have to make sure we bounce back," he said. In men's action, Argentina will face New Zealand for the title. France and the US will play for third. The Canadian men's rugby sevens squad finished 12th at the HSBCS VNS on Sunday after losing 17-12 to Spain in sudden death overtime. Canada went winless in the tournament on home turf, also losing to Spain in group stage action Saturday. It was the third time in four events this season the Canadian men have recorded a last place finish. Elias Hancock opened the scoring for Canada after Thomas Isherwood won a line in, offloading to Jack Carson. Spain countered with Juan Ramos scoring before Carson regained the lead for Canada at the end of the first half. But the Spanish side tied the score thanks to Francisco Cosquiuela before securing the win in overtime. Once again, Canadian head coach Sean White was happy with the fight shown by his team. "That's the response we're looking for," he said. "We wanted more grit. We're creating opportunities, we're just not capitalizing at the moment." Read also, Alberta to host World Junior Hockey Championship in 2027. Nick Wells, The Canadian Press.